And they ever call that the Garrett? Well, I guess some of them do, but I don't think the Garrett, we always call it the attic.
Attic. Your parents would have used
it. Yeah, I think so.
Well, the place where you'd store your socks in the what?
In the drawers, I guess.
Dresser.
Dresser drawers.
We call it the dresser.
Did you ever call it bureau?
Yes.
Yes.
You still have bureaus?
Yeah. Yeah.
Are they different than a dresser?
Well, not particular. Well, no.
I'll show you when we get through. I'll show you the bureau in our bedroom that her folks got. It's right at 100 years old. It's an antique.
A bureau would be older than a dresser for her.
I think they called them bureaus at that time.
Yeah.
You remind me of it.
Okay.
I'll show it to you.
Bureau, well then they, of course, they have what they call chest of drawers, you know, too.
And that's what, no mirror over that?
No mirror, just a chest with drawers, you know.
Is there a mirror over a bureau?
Most generally, they had a looking glass over a mirror. A looking glass or a mirror.
Uh-huh. But a dresser wouldn't have, would it have a
Well, I guess they do, too. What do they call those little things that that the young folks sit down now and powder their faces and that thing in there? What do they call that?
Probably just dressing table.
Dressing that Margaret's got in her room there. What do you call that? She's got a little bench there. She sits down there and look in glass and what do you call that? There's three pieces in there. There's a bed and there's that piece and then there's a chest of drawers.
Well, just not exactly that either. I can't just think now.
I don't know what they call that.
Okay, well, that's all right. We'll think of it later.
Well, that there would be, you know, now that bedroom set, we have the chest of drawers and the dresser.
Yeah, but Margaret's a little different again. That room there has got a little different.
That's what I always call it, the dresser.
Well, the housewife goes in. Doesn't clean the whole house every day, but she goes in and picks up the newspapers and so on. You say, well, she's just going to go in and
dust the woodwork. Generally, they generally do the dusting. They go over it. This house don't get it. I've got a daughter that's working in Pennsylvania. If she's home, she goes over the whole thing every day.
Oh well, then we Margaret dust.
But they don't get it. I generally do the sweeping. Saturdays I go over with the sweeper over the house and do the sweeping, but I don't do much dusting.
Would you say that she's just going to clean it up or tidy it up or what?
Clean up. Fridays is generally cleaning day.
Now, if you want to sweep off your porch, you'd probably sweep it with a
broom.
Where do you keep the broom?
Well, we have it out on the breezeway. Some have a broom closet in the kitchen. We don't have a broom closet, but we just have ours. Or either hanging on the wall as you go down in the basement.
Or in relationship to a door, some people keep it not in front of the door. They keep it
back of the door.
Well, that's the way Jenny hang your dust mark.
Yeah.
I do.
Uh-huh. And on Monday, the housewife traditionally does the
washing.
And on Tuesday, she does the
ironing.
And to get in the front door, you have to walk up on the front
porch.
And if there's a breeze coming in and you feel chilly, you tell somebody to
go shut the door.